So, you've read the passage on the 10,000-hour rule. While it's a very popular and appealing idea, most psychologists now agree that it's a significant oversimplification and, in some ways, quite misleading. First, the idea that 10,000 is some magic number is simply not supported. The original study on violinists, from which this rule was popularized, actually showed a huge variation in practice hours. The average was 10,000, but some performers reached the elite level with far fewer hours, while others logged much more than 10,000 hours and didn't reach the top tier. The number itself is not a reliable threshold. It's an average, not a rule. Second, the passage emphasizes the quantity and quality of practice, but it critically downplays the role of innate talent and genetics. Take sports, for example. You could practice basketball for 50,000 hours, but if you're not naturally tall and athletic, you're unlikely to become an elite professional player. Genetics and starting ability provide a crucial advantage that practice alone often cannot overcome. The initial aptitude matters a great deal. Finally, the claim that the rule is empowering can actually have the opposite effect. It can be incredibly discouraging. Telling someone that all they need to do is practice for 10 years can be a crushing burden, especially in fields where feedback is slow and progress is not linear. It ignores the role of passion, opportunity, and quality of coaching. If a person practices diligently but gets nowhere because they have poor instruction, the rule wrongly implies the failure is due to their lack of hours, which can be quite demoralizing.